award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and TNT.
That's right, Tex Perkins, Tim Rogers, no sign of the mid.
No sign of either.
We're going to have to fill.
Rock, I can take that. Oh, it was my mic.
I see we're on mic one today. That's
I wasn't on for a bit, Rich. Good start. Great start, everyone.
But you are on now.
Yeah, good stuff. We're going to see who set the new world's biggest rubber band ball record.
Oh, it hasn't been broken already.
Easily.
How is that
destroyed?
Possible?
It's destroyed. We're going to see if it bounces today.
Have they dropped it from a plane? Because that's the only way you can find out.
I don't want to say too much, Tone. Too early.
Hey, what about great rock shows? You know, I'm sick of all this Australian Idol talk.
Oh, I know you are.
You too.
Oh,
talk.
I know you
there
are.
Must have been other great rock moments during the year.
Oh, you'd hope so. Who got arrested for a strip
Couldn't
search?
Think of one, no, but there must have been one.
Went to the emails.
Who got arrested for a strip search over the weekend? Mick Molloy would be my guess.
I'm not going to say too much.
All right, that's coming up. What else? John Howard's going to use the word moth.
He loves that.
That's my favourite John Howard word to say. It's all coming up, and possibly with Tim Rogers and Tex Perkins.
Who knows?
On Get This.
We're doing everything we can to try to stop this happening, but at this stage, we don't seem to be having much success.
Oh, here we go. Judd Nelson, will you sign in, please? And then they freeze on, what is it, Ed?
Judd Nelson walking through the football field, jumping, fist in the air.
And he was never seen again.
No, he wasn't. Got Molly Ringwald's diamond earring, though, for his troubles.
Just as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's Get This. It must be Get This. Myself, Tony Martin, that man, Ed Cavalli. Turn on the mics, Mr. Mars, and we've got Tim Rogers and Tex Perkins here as well.
Good morning. Good morning, T.
It's a bit early for you gents, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. We've been up since, 3:45, was it? We've got a milk run.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've heard. Now, look, because we've got Tex and Tim here, we don't want to hear any Toto today.
Oh,
no!
It's all you have to say.
Stop it! The panel operator just keeps firing off Toto.
Hold the line!
Was that them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, there was another one. We were saying it was only Africa and Rosanna and, you know.
What was the other? What was that one?
Was empty.
Hold the line!
Is that Toto?
Yeah.
Love isn't always on time. Is that...
No.
Hang on a sec, that's not on
that's
your...
That's pretty good.
That's not on My Better Half, the new album from Tex and Tim, but you have done Turn Me Loose.
Oh, yes.
By Loverboy.
Loverboy.
And really turned it into quite a good song.
Well, our manager did believe it was the best song on the record. He wasn't aware of the original Loverboy composition.
Though. He's only 12.
Is this a desperate attempt to get onto Triple M?
Yes. Yes, and here we are.
There, I know.
It's worked.
It could have been working. Did you have working for the weekend as well? And, like, which one are we going to go
toss.
With?
When we played that in Fort Wayne, Indiana a couple of months...
Yeah, we were in Fort Wayne, Indiana a couple of months
ago. Right.
And as we introduced the song, this guy yelled out the back of the crowd, "Hey, man, those guys live here."
Oh, really? Loverboy.
He's talking, it was a bit... They come there quite regularly, but we thought, we're going to be beaten up by a man in red leathers.
Yeah, but they weren't there that night because they were at Quarter Flash's place.
Sax solos in Where have they gone?
And you've also, another beautiful cover version is Tonight's the Night. And now that Rod Stewart's off, you know, he's ruining other people's songs, you've decided to, you know, fix this one up for
him. It's an invitation for him to... cover one of our tunes.
Oh, would that happen?
That'd be good.
Sort of, you know, a loosened bow tie approach. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that'd be hard. He could give it Have Your Heart. That's just like a...
Oh, yeah, go on. Someone cover Have Your Heart, please. I mean, come on, I wrote it as a standard, and no one's covered it.
It'll happen.
Come on, Fanning.
The minute
come on,
you
Lloyd.
Die.
Come on, Blasco, cover it. Make me some money. Could it show up on one of these? Did you watch that Idol business last night?
Yeah, it will.
Any UMI or any of your stuff, Mr. Tex, ended up on Idol? Any of those kids cracked it out?
Too tough for him.
Guy Sebastian to crank out God love Guy, but to crank out a great version of Chase the Dragon.
I didn't watch it. I mean, what was the
Dad.
Winner? Who was the winner? What was he doing?
I think music was the winner on the night.
Oh, yeah.
I think original music was the winner on the night. And the guy Damien won, the Irish dude, and he won with his new song, which is... I'll play it tomorrow. We'll play
call it Immigrant Idol?
Maybe.
Was that a little bit controversial?
Well, no, we caught controversy.
New Australian.
There it is.
Yeah, new Australian.
And they did
Idol.
Actually say at one point, they were saying how he was Irish, and he was Irish when he was Irish. And then Andrew G, the kind of Don Johnson one, stood dead.
Andrew G in an ill-fitting suit.
Wow. Looks straight down the barrel of the camera and goes, he's becoming an Australian citizen next year. And everyone cheered.
So it's all right. It's all right, everyone.
I've never seen... Andrew G has looked startling many times on television, but he excelled last night in that suit.
The shiniest
and that
suit.
Hair.
Oh. Not that we were watching it.
It sounds like you were watching it. How do you know this?
We flicked and we couldn't go further than that. Okay. No, that suit.
Shiny was it?
But what about his head?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's like it's perspex.
Can you make my hair look totally fake, please?
Yeah. Somehow.
And can you give me an ill-fitting shiny suit?
Yes, Don Johnson style. That's the look he's going for, and he's nailed it. He has nailed it.
Are you guys on tour? Is that where you're on at the moment?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
But
no.
We're on something else.
Hello. Steady. Keep it clean. Ladies present.
You've got some sort of film. Hang on, we're being filmed for some reason. There's lights blaring at us. We're in the MCG this morning.
We're all in the media these days, man.
We're being filmed and then you're filming us being filmed. What is going on
and
here?
And in the background on the TV, it's just Carrie Anne hugging a...
Oh,
pit
well,
bull.
Carrie Anne, hanging a pit we were on her show the other month, and she you know, we wanted to meet Carrie Anne, and she didn't. She only gave us a wave.
Yeah. Oh, she didn't say hi.
We were expecting an interview.
And what'd you get?
We just did the song, and then
the boot.
The boot.
That's right.
Not even a signed picture. Not even a lock of her hair.
Not even a 5 minutes alone. No.
Six pack and a smile. That's it.
And what number did you choose for Carrie Anne? Like that would have been a discussion.
It was one of the more G-rated songs on the record.
Yes, I think you only swear twice in that song, don't you?
It is a fantastic album. You should have done the hidden track. Tell us a little about the hidden track on My Better Half. That's a beauty. Very romantic.
Well, all right, it's called Cunnilingus.
There you go. It's not listed on the cover, but I'm thinking next time on Carrie Anne, bust that one out.
I would love...
If we could play it now, that's what you were going to say, wasn't it?
I would love to perform Cunnilingus for you.
If only you could. This cover, I have to say, I love this because it's very rare that serious artists adopt a comic tone on the front of an album. You'd have to go back to what The Who with their Selling Out album. Remember with their fake ads on the front?
Nice point.
I mean, when...
We are so comfortable up on our thrones... That we can afford to make fun of ourselves,
because very few can. I mean, you wouldn't see Radiohead, like, all in bed together, and one just, you know, Tom York putting his hand over the camera. You just wouldn't see that.
It's coming.
Johnny Green
just not comfy.
Yeah.
But, so was that a big decision to adopt that kind of a
approach? No, we were getting it on, and somebody burst in.
Is that right? It's just captured by accident.
And, yeah, exactly.
I mean, privacy.
Went on tour.
Well, you know, these things happened to us, and... we jump on them rather than, you know.
I see what you mean. If you embrace it, then it doesn't become an issue.
Exactly.
And get to the joke first before anyone else does.
Why are we being filmed by your cameras? What is this for?
Well, we are the media as well.
Yeah.
But we are greedier than the media.
But where will this end up?
Is
this YouTube?
Never-ending circle of... filming.
It's like a never-ending story, which is an interesting point. Well,
actually, we're going to take that footage home and film us watching it.
When you say that, are you...
And we're going to ring you while we're watching it.
I know what Tim was about to say. Never-ending story, you're suggesting. And one of our listeners said this, and
now
we
wouldn't
buy it.
Hang on, Tom. We're going to sizzle this for later.
Yeah.
Because Maddie on the Pots and Pans is working on it.
Yes.
So we're going to hear it later on.
You're suggesting that the new...
I'm not suggesting anything.
Possibly the new Eskimo Joe song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is ripping off Lamar.
Good people.
Not saying ripping off.
No.
But...
tipping his hat to.
Well, oh, look, I love people that are clutching for success, are grappling at it. And it's good to get a formula down and stick with the formula because it's worked.
That's fair enough.
From 80 to 89, the formula worked. And
so
why bloody not
why
again?
So you're saying ripping off Lamar is a
formula?
We're not
saying ripping off.
No. Okay.
There is no legal issue here. It's a formula.
We've got
to
hear.
And it's a formula everyone is able to adopt.
Fair enough. If we have such knowledge of the formula, why don't we apply it?
We're too gutless.
You've had a crack, though. Let's find
I've
out.
I've had a crack since I was... I don't remember.
Everyone gets a crack on this show. Tim and Tex have been in bed together. Here is the result. Check this out. That'd be TNT. Tim Rogers, Tex Perkins, they're here. This album is tops and it's in the shops now, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely there.
Yes.
Let's go and put it at the front of the racks.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Come on, everyone does that. Your mum.
Yeah.
What does your mum make of this album, Tim?
We don't talk about it.
Okay.
She did come and see, both our parents came and saw us play with the Sydney Youth Orchestra a couple of weeks ago, though.
Yeah.
Which was amazing in the domain. It was a breast cancer awareness.
And you've been doing a lot of orchestra work. Didn't you do some of that in WA, maybe, or something?
Yep.
I love it. Whenever rock artists perform with an orchestra, it's great watching the footage because there's like half the orchestra are into it and then there's half who seem to be there under sufferance and disgusted by what they're seeing.
Mm. Oh, yes.
How did you find the orchestras?
That's exactly how we found them, actually. On a one-on-one level for quite a while there. Mm. Absolutely. They're like ants or robots. I mean,
robotic. They're like robotic ants.
Okay. No, take your pick. Ants or robots.
Or Carl Stefanovic.
You get them one-on-one. They slowly develop a personality. But when they're all orchestra like that, doing my bit, reading the music.
Yeah. But after a while, do they not need that? Like, the conductor kind of keeps them in time and brings them in and stuff. But if they've done it so many times, kind of get to the point where they don't need the conductor anymore? Because the conductor gets all the... when they wander on, everyone claps them. Like, they're lording it up out the front there, you know? does it ever get to a point where they're like...
I hate that guy.
You know what? Take your stick and get out. We know
Free form. And how does that go with you? I mean, do you guys have to stay on the beat and, you know, you can't go anywhere won't follow you?
It was quite an education, actually. The whole time we did it with the West Australian Orchestra, don't mean to get too serious for a sec, but it really was quite a overwhelming experience to work because it's not strict rhythm, it's a bit looser and all these little nuances of playing with an orchestra. I don't ever want to play without an orchestra again.
Okay.
And what song really, you know, came to life with the orchestra?
Oh, quite a few. There's one called Sugar that's Tim's.
That's a beauty. That should have been a single, that one.
That just absolutely chokes me up every time I hear it.
Yeah, there were tears. And Ducks.
Ducks.
I'll go into that some other stage.
Hey, that's all right. Don't worry. We've all said things we regret.
Splash is quite simply one of the best American comedies of all time.
What?
Was that Peter Thompson?
That was Peter Thompson.
Splash
is one of the greatest comedies of all time.
maybe it's one of the greatest in the mermaid turns into a human being genre.
Given.
You know, or perhaps if it was Mannequin v. Splash might get the nod.
It leaves Aquamarine behind.
Sure does.
Anything in the Hilary Duff oeuvre.
Well, hang on. Hmm. The perfect man was...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Can you have sex with a mermaid in the conventional sense?
See, I would have thought no.
Do they have the gear?
Yeah,
the downstairs department.
Do they have the gear? I'm not sure.
1-3-3-5-3, you've done it with a mermaid.
Or is it just the sort of the oral sort of situation you're working with here?
I don't know.
Do you know, I reckon you have to watch Splash again and see if you could pick up the subtext.
My day has taken a complete turn. Yeah.
I'd actually prefer to have the fish part on the top.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking of a number of sentences, all of which contain the word blowhole, and none of them feel appropriate for this time slot. Hey, what about street violence?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty rock and roll.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Ed Cavalli.
I went away on the weekend. I went to Sydney.
You wouldn't think this guy would be edgy and dangerous and living on the, mean boys in the hood streets.
I have to wear gloves because these are lethal weapons or something.
What happened? What'd you see? Is there a song in it?
Well, I was wandering down the street, and on one street corner, I saw two guys doing a nudie run while a bunch of dudes yelled Aussie, oi, oi, oi. Then on the next street corner, there was, honestly, you couldn't walk down one side of the street because there were that many people sort of perfectly coiffed in like sort of, you know, assistant real estate agent kind of hairdos, but lots of gold things dangling, but lots of angry faces trying to get into a nightclub. And then on the next corner, a car smacked into another car, an accident. The guys got out, yelled a whole bunch of racist stuff at the other dudes that were driving, started punching them, and then all of a sudden, like, 20 people came out of nowhere and a street brawl started.
And yet, normally you would know when a street brawl's about to start.
Yeah.
Because you hear this sound. That's the usual giveaway.
There was none of that. There was no one standing by with synth and kind of electric drums to let me know.
And we ran for the car. Did we cop a bit of...
Was it that underneath?
No, and it was terribly choreographed. Legs and arms going anywhere. I couldn't make head nor tail out of it.
Was there?
Yeah, no one was getting hit in time. Exactly right.
Now, you guys have
people
been
hopelessly off the beat.
On tour. Tim, I'm assuming you've been in trouble over the years. I've seen gigs where it's almost turned ugly, where you've said possibly something importune.
Oh, I was just misunderstood.
Has there been any trouble? Any trouble on this tour at all?
Yes. Nothing too scandalous. I'd love to invent something.
Oh, well, that's always...
No, good. It's all been just self-harm.
Self-harm is always good.
Self-harm.
All right.
But the street violence about to go, that'd never happen in Melbourne, would it?
No. I love that. Melbourne v Sydney. Okay. You guys fans of The Sopranos, can I ask? Do you watch a bit of that?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Don't I'm more a Deadwood man.
Yeah. It is the big one.
Yeah.
It's the Oasis v Blur.
It's no Splash, but...
It's no Splash at all.
Why's the... you bring up The Sopranos. Why?
Well, we've got to play something. This is our final week of the show.
Mm.
We're not sure if we're coming back yet. Mm. Nobody's approached us in the corridor.
No.
Good talk of Will Anderson.
We're avoiding you.
Come with us. We're actually, we've got a TV show.
Really? Is that what we're filming now?
It's TNT Tonight, which is a nighttime variety hour during the day. We're going to have a...
This sounds
fantastic.
Great.
What time are we talking?
Ooh, 2, 3 in the morning.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Prime time drug-taking television watching.
I'm in. Sounds good.
Well, it's certainly a better time slot than The Sopranos, which has been... Where is it now? Is it after midnight?
It's at midnight.
It's so good. 12:30 now.
12:30. Yeah.
Sexy new time.
So 12:05 just was a little bit too... You know,
wasn't cutting through time. Wasn't cutting through.
The language was too strong for 12:05. Yeah. They've got to move it to 12:30.
Yeah,
we had a lot of complaints about The Sopranos being moved around, and this happened a couple of months ago. A lot of people have requested this. We put Tony Soprano himself on the case.
Hello, Nine Network.
Oh, is that Channel 9?
Yes. Just
look, my name's Tony Soprano. The drama that makes Nine. Christ, what is this?
At 7:30, it's
McLeod's
daughters.
Yeah, what the
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, hello. I'm calling about the show you got running there called The Sopranos.
Yes,
The
Sopranos.
Yeah, well, what the f*** you doing to that show?
Sorry?
Huh? One day it's on f***ing Wednesday night, then it's on Monday night, it's on f***ing midnight. I can't find this f***ing show.
Well, we have moved the time slot.
What's that about?
Well, I'm afraid nobody's watching.
Okay.
The show.
Nobody watching. Right, okay, listen to me. When you think nobody's watching, that's when they're f***ing watching, okay?
Excuse me.
How f***ing stupid do you think I am?
I don't appreciate being spoken to in this manner. If you
you listen to me, right? Here's what you f***ing do. You get whatever f***ing bullshit you got going there in the prime time. I don't know, some, goddamn Jules Lund or Carl f***ing Stefanovic, whatever shit you got going. You shift that out of there, right? You move it out.
Look, I'm
You put
not...
The Sopranos back on like 8:30 at night,
if
okay?
You have a...
Move your little skating bullshit, whatever you got going. Get it out of there, okay?
If you have a programming problem, you might want to call the
Okay, listen to me. I'm not negotiating with you people, okay? What the f*** you got going on down there?
Look,
is this shit? Every f***ing night you got CSI. How many f***ing versions of that show you got there?
That show is very popular with our viewers and advertisers very favorably.
Oh, really?
Disposed towards
what, you got people paying for that shit?
Yes.
You want an air brakes in there?
Yeah, of course we are.
Where's my skim?
I'm sorry?
Huh?
What?
I want my envelopes. I'm going to send Paulie down there.
Who?
You get some f***ing envelopes, some of that cash you got from that Crazy John Vodafone, whatever that shit is. You get it down to me here, right now at the Bada Bing, okay?
I'm sorry, this conversation
Okay, here's what you do. You put Pete Smith on.
Who?
I want to talk to that guy. I know he's run things down there.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you're
referring... Mr. F***ing Copperot, that's who I'm talking about. You put him on here. I know that guy's...
Say, I don't appreciate this. I can't...
Okay, see if you can get your f***ing head around this, okay? People f***ing disappear, okay?
What?
You got your little, who's that guy? The TV hopeful, Jake Wall.
Yes.
Right? How do you think Australia's going to feel one day they wake up, there's no f***ing Jake Wall?
Well,
huh?
I don't know.
See if you can live with that. Or who's that, that pretty boy you got down there? Ed Phillips, right? From the f***ing Temptation, whatever that shit is.
Yes.
One day you come in, Ed Phillips is gone. Can you imagine yourself trying to get by with no Ed Phillips, with no Jake Wall, with no Carl Stefanovic? See if you can work that shit out.
Sir, if you have a problem with...
I'm going to make this real simple for you, okay? You either put Sopranos on, or I'm going to come down there. I'm going to get into your little library stash, and I'm going to get out every f***ing episode of Don't Forget Your F***ing Toothbrush, right. And I'm going to play it back to f***ing back every goddamn night.
Look, this is...
Think about that.
This is a very offensive phone call.
So you see how f***ing serious I am about this shit.
Look, I don't...
You stop moving my f***ing show around like it's, you know, hiding. It's on the f***ing mattresses. You can't find the f***ing thing, okay? Keep it still. And one more thing. You got those people at that f***ing funny video show?
Mm-hmm.
You tell them to find a clip by Ed Cavalier with a guy in the mouse costume being punched in the face, okay?
Right.
I want to see that, and I want the prize. Hello? F***ing Cavalier. Shouldn't have mentioned f***ing Cavalier.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. I don't know if Tex and Tim would have been following the story of Ed trying to get onto funniest videos.
In a nutshell, I made a really sweet video starring myself dressed as a giant mouse. My friend Travis comes home, puts his bag on the table. I scare him. He turns around, smacks me in the head. I fall over. It's hilarious. and we send it in. No love. I think I might have mentioned it on the show a little bit too much.
Yes, probably. That's where it went wrong.
Yeah, okay, Tony.
Yeah.
And then anyway, the other day, our listeners were watching Funniest Home Videos. They called in and they said that there was a cat crawling underneath a door, and the voiceover guy said, "Delivery for Mr. Cavalier."
Mm.
So they're taunting me, basically.
Yeah, they're making fun. But there's so little work for actors these days that getting...
That was the idea.
Going in the nuts, you know, with a kangaroo on Funniest Videos. That's an acting credit.
Yeah, you didn't spurn... Little Tony in a past time.
No. I've always been very pro-Tony, massively pro-Tony.
Yeah. But that's the way to get on. It's like with, music. I mean, how many shows are there for bands to go on TV these days? There's like Rove.
Mm.
Is there any others?
Carrie-Anne.
Carrie-Anne, I'm sorry.
She won't talk to you. Don't look at her.
Yeah. What was it? Remember, there was that one, Studio 66.
Yes.
ABC. Why did they get... Was that too good?
There's live
to
go.
22.
Yep.
Studio 22. Recovery. Watching it on...
Recovery, yeah. Mm.
Gone.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
There's live at the Chapel.
Yeah, is that still on?
Yeah. And
if you're outrageously successful...
Oh, is that right? Is that how it works?
It's not even Hey Hey. What do you do? I guess you could play behind the Powerball, the
that'd
numbers.
Be good.
You know,
yeah,
always,
be good.
They always need a bit of music behind that.
Well, see, what you do is you get your own show together, which is what we're attempting to do. It's the only way that we're going to get on now.
And that's what this footage is for. We've been constantly filmed this morning. What else is on that tape, if we were to take that tape? Yeah. What was just before this?
There is a documentary doing the rounds of our last world tour that T and I did.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I filmed all my ablutions this morning.
Is it like that Rolling Stones one on the plane? Don't say the name of it, Tim. I know you want to, but try not to.
Rocksucker Blues, was it called?
That's what it's called. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, a little too. Look at me. Do you think I've... I know more about the history of the Rolling Stones than I do about my own life.
Yeah. Is it? Does the film get pretty French on that plane?
It does get pretty French,
but not on DVD.
There's a few Latin terms that are examined as well.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. Have you checked it?
No, I haven't. I'm going to, though.
It lives on the YouTube.
Yeah, so good.
What's your clip?
What are you into? Tell me anything that you're into, and YouTube's got it.
People making love?
Yes.
Yes.
Plenty of that. Plenty of that. And sometimes
midgets making love to crustaceans.
Done. Yeah. Done.
Football in the groin. Football in the groin.
Hours of that.
That's a whole...
Football in the groin has football in the groin.
That has its own server. There's so much football in the groin. But anyway, we've got stuff coming up on the show.
Street brawl. Careful, though. We're talking about great rock shows. You must have seen some during the year.
Mm.
Surely there's been some by now. It's November.
Yeah. I think so.
All right, we'll talk about that next.
Get this.
It's a very rare moth.
Yes, I know. But I will take an interest in that moth.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
It's Get This around the nation. That's what it is. And what have you got for us?
Oh, don't. There's not
going to
be any
street
violence.
It's a Sonic Action.
Tim Rogers and Tex Perkins are with us. My Better Half, TNT. That's an album in the shops now. We're just talking about rock videos. I've just seen Ed trying to explain.
Nick Kershaw's Wouldn't It Be Good.
The Wouldn't It Be Good video.
Chroma key suit, alien.
Yeah.
No one understands him. Back to his own planet.
What was the one you were telling us about, Tim, off air?
Well, there was the clip for...
Toto's Africa.
Yeah. Where they're, there's lots of moustaches and they're kind of wandering through a museum.
I think it's a embassy. /museum.
Right. An embassy / museum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there's a bit where they're on the phones at the start, kind of taking calls, and there's fans and there's blowing papers, and then there's some artifact work later on.
Can you remember Lamal's Neverending Story video?
Oh, mostly clips from the film.
Yeah.
And then leftover shots from the Kajagoogoo 2 Shy video. That's what I think it was. It was cobbled together in the editing room.
And a large
and a huge
white
dog.
With scales. With scales. That was disgusting.
Falco the Luck Dragon.
Oh, was it?
Thank you, Richard. Oh. Thank you, Richard. Wow. Give me
who's the
round.
Uncoolest guy here?
But what, there's been some, I love the You and My Don's Party video. That's a classic.
Yeah, so do I.
And
yeah.
What, have you ever done any mystifying videos though, like Kershaw style, full of symbolism and imagery that even you didn't understand?
I think we're about to.
Oh, really?
Mm.
What does that mean?
No, I think there's an opportunity for a TNT video that what was the... He's from another planet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kershaw's from another planet.
Yeah,
and he's wearing a chroma key suit, and his feelings—he can't help but have his feelings projected on the suit. And in today's unkind world, that just doesn't fly. Like they'll push you to the ground and kick you if they see your feelings projected so openly. So he carries a rock, which keeps that in check. And the rock breaks down, so he has to go back to his own planet.
Yeah.
Kept a rock in my pocket that exposed my feelings at times.
Maybe for the hidden track.
There we go. Maybe. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Rogers, you're really digging yourself a hole here, aren't you? Tex, have you been involved in a baffling video that when you got it back from the chemist, you just went, what's that got to do with our song?
Well, quite a few times, yes. But... I had quite a good run of videos that were quite enjoyable to make.
Yes.
I had a bowling video, which we spent the entire day at a bowling alley, and then we had a video where we pretended to be a boy band, and we just swanned around in limos and very extremely comfortable clothing.
Yes, that's good.
Look, that was a lovely day. That's what you've got to do. You've got to really... You don't want to devise a video where it's going to put yourself in a particularly uncomfortable situation.
Nice. Right. Like sitting on ice blocks on the beach in the rain.
So you're not like Chris Isaac, who obviously just the premise for every video is I'll just be rolling
around with a beautiful girl.
With a supermodel at the beach.
Yes, we're working up to that, aren't we, T?
See, I haven't thought of that one.
Notepad round?
Yeah.
Maybe about 50 scantily clad old ladies.
Ooh. Old ladies.
Did I say old ladies?
I think you did. All right. Maybe that could have come.
I didn't mean to say that.
He loves a bit of vintage. This next find. So what are we playing now, Ed? Ed's going to do something live in the studio.
Yeah, guys. I've got a bass guitar, which I've cranked up to God knows what. And then I'm just going to... A little bit of high vocal, a little bit of sort of harmony work.
Yeah.
And a really kind of catchy hook, which I'm hoping will get stolen for a...
Here's he going.
Early 90s white rapper. 2, 3, 4. Stick with it, guys.
This is you, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Original composition, E. Cavalli.
That's Queen and David Bowie blatantly stealing from Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, get this.
Now how they live with themselves.
Tex Perkins, Tim Rogers are here. They've been floating a theory that a few of our listeners have actually called in about. We've yet to sort of see if it's true.
Run it through the razzle-dazzle filter.
Yeah, have we got the filter set up?
Right.
You're saying that this chorus here... That's from Eskimo Joe's Sarah.
Mm.
Is a bit too similar to this. Lamal. Listen to that music. Just listen to the music for a second. What instrument is that?
Electronic woodblock.
Okay, are we running them together now, are we? All right.
Different keys, but you might get a bit jazz there.
Here we go.
The Possum Pants. He's done it again.
It's perfect.
Wow.
Is this weird? I want to hear the whole of the Neverending Story.
I really do.
Can we go to the first line of that? Possibly, Sarah, won't you tell me your name?
It wouldn't be Sarah, would it?
Now, we've got to say this. I totally invite anyone to examine any of my songs and take all the caca out of it that they want.
Oh, right. Are there some steals waiting to be found there?
There's...
No.
What is a Berlin Jerry anyway?
Tell me can you actually have a heavy heart? What are you talking about? Heart disease or something? Cardiovascular now, Rogers, eh? Yeah. How can you put the devil in someone? It doesn't make any sense.
Fuck you, Martin.
Oh, hang on. Ooh. Steady on. It's turned ugly. Let's climb the mountain. That'll be safer. Here we go.
We'll be safer up here on Talkback Mountain.
What are we talking about? Great rock shows. Is it from the year? Does it have to be from this year?
I think people can go into their archives if they want. Yeah. You know, anything you've ever seen. 133353. Yeah. Any rock show they've ever seen that was totally excellent.
Last time we did this, we asked him and he actually flagged Beast Suburban as possibly the greatest show he'd seen.
I'd still stand by that.
Yeah. Tex?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not...
I don't recall. What show would that have been, Tim?
The Perth... one we did the last show of the tour, the first time we toured together.
Back in the early
that
days.
Last Perth show.
I still ache.
You ache.
I was the one who did all the work.
What about you, Tex? Greatest the one where you were blown through the back wall.
Ooh, Rose Tattoo. Anytime I have actually seen Rose Tattoo, I literally have had to hide behind something for a while and then occasionally stick my head out and have a look. It's just like this just hurricane of the most shearing, beautiful noise you've ever heard.
Is the Rose Tattoo Corporation closed for business these days? Are they?
No. They've got a show at coming up very soon, actually.
Oh. Mm. I'd like to see Angry doing the full Rose Tattoo gear, but atop Angry Soapbox from the old midday show with Ray Martin. Remember when he used to get up? He had literally Angry Soapbox, and he would get up on it and go for a rant.
Angry, the first time I met him was a year ago at a benefit for Pete Wells, and he'd come and sat down back with me backstage and said, "Timmy, mate, don't let the buses grind you down. You know, you got to get the band back together, mate. Got to get the band back together." Really, it went on for a while. He was just beautiful. And as he was walking, I said, "Oh, Angry, we haven't broken up."
We'll break up and then get them back together.
He was that's so beautiful. I kind of didn't want to say that. I had to say, "Oh, look, you know, buses actually haven't grinded down."
Mr. Marsland over there behind the control panel. Greatest rock show. Live.
The band that I've seen the most is the Hootagurus.
Yeah.
I've seen them about six times, something like that. But the third gig, I believe, maybe even UMI was supporting. And I requested Goddamn. And I just yelled out, "Goddamn," from the first row. And Tim replies to me, "Yeah, exactly right." As if I was actually, it was an exclamation of praise. And then Dave Faulkner liked one of the shirts that I was wearing. So he asked to swap shirts halfway through the gig.
That's the way it starts.
Yeah. And then he gave me his pants as he walked off, and he just walked off in his underpants. So
right.
I've still got Dave Faulkner's stage suit sitting in my closet. It's my best rock memorabilia.
Very good. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I haven't washed it or anything.
That's very
good.
I'm not
sure if that's a good move.
That's a great
Most
move.
Most people just ask for set lists, but
take it off.
He wants
Give
the
it to
pants.
Me.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
Well, what we need, I think, too, is
theatrics. Where are you, Martin?
Oh, I'm trying to think theatrics. I've seen a few TISM gigs where unusual things have happened on stage. I saw one where they had 30 local artists doing paintings on stage during the first half of the show. Mm. And then in the second half of the show, the band took the paintings, which were like, a couple of metres by a couple of metres, and attached them to giant rigs and just wore them for the rest
That's
of the show.
Stuff.
That was very impressive stuff.
It's a big day out this year.
Yeah.
I went to the one on the Gold Coast, and one of my things I don't really like, because I'm a tall guy, so I try and stand somewhere, where there's something behind me, a billboard
how
or something.
How tall
like.
Are you in your stocking feet?
I'm 6'5", 6'6", in heels. And I try and stand so people can see past me. And I hate it. I hate it when, people get up on the shoulders of somebody else and sort of lord it up and clap. Because you can't see. You can't see past them. And I think a few of my fellow concert goers had the same feeling. And while I just sort of quietly kind of shook my fist at them, they took the step of throwing... water bottles at the people on the shoulders.
Fair enough.
And that was it was great to watch. Well, somebody just getting hit in the back of the head with a water bottle.
It's not going to truly harm them. It just might
it'll
humiliate
just make them think
a little
about
bit.
It. You
but
know?
Careful, because a brawl could have broken out. Ow! But have either of you guys gone in for gratuitous blatant theatrics on stage? I mean, I know Beck is touring at the moment with a puppet band, things like that. Have you ever gone in for that sort of stuff? No, not you or I.
We do ask for a random stage prop to be on stage with us any night that TNT play.
Oh, really?
Yesterday,
really?
At the Queenscliff Music Festival, they supplied a cement mixer.
Not bad. Working?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't actually working, but I'm sure it was operational.
Yeah, because you could have got a good rhythm loop going with a cement mixer.
We just threw our empties into it. But but no, in the course of the tour, we had a double bed on our first one. Then we had
A toilet.
A whole bathroom setting. A whole,
and bathrobes the Annandale supplied with.
We had a gym.
A home gym set.
Do
you interact with it?
A six-foot inflatable penguin.
Oh, not bad.
That was in Tasmania.
Oh, was that when you were playing penguin? When you went to penguin? The big penguin.
They're my Tasmanian footy league side penguin.
You know. Oh, are they? They have. Has someone's phone gone? Oh, right. We have a rule on the show that if the phone goes off, you have to answer it on here. Come on, who was it?
It was a
private number.
No,
okay. Don't want any trouble.
All right. 133353.
Yes.
Give us a ring. Tell us the best rock gig you ever saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to just be from this year.
Hey, prizes.
Oh, we've got prizes for once. Yes, a copy of Illegal Download.
Our album. Also, got some Little Britain Live DVDs coming out 6th of December, but you can have it right now for nothing.
But aren't Little Britain coming here like early next year?
Come on, Tone.
So you can get the DVD, learn all the gags, shout them out before they do them on the night. That's always good.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Give us a call if you'd like that. Greatest rock show you ever saw. Tex and Tim are here. They'll have a few opinions to chime in with.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a competition element, is there?
Sorry?
There's not a competition element.
No, everyone gets a prize.
Everyone. 133353. I think that's finished. That's Jet. Yeah, get this. Mm. We're Tex and Tumo with us. We're up a certain mountain. And talking great rock shows. Who's seen one, Ed?
Hi, Zena.
Hello.
How you going?
I'm all right.
Talk us through, what was your great rock show you saw?
Bon Jovi's Slippery Rain Wet Tour in 1987 at the Entertainment Centre.
And how large was the man himself's hair at that point?
Bigger than Ray Martin's.
Is that right? And was this coming down on Flying Foxes? Was that period?
Big time. Fireworks, the whole lot. And I was all of 13 years old and lied to my parents to go.
Bon Jovi. Have you ever seen those guys in concert, Tex and Tim? I'm sure you'd be along with the notepads.
Absolutely not. I've never, ever. I absolutely deny ever being. I was. No. Okay. All right. I was at three.
Yeah. Come on. Shot through the heart and you're to blame. You wish you'd written that one.
I'm more a have a nice day guy.
Thank you, Zena. Hello,
can we
Ian?
Top that? Yes, Ian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So what did you see?
I saw Cold Chisel ringside in the Horden Pavilion.
Mm. Oh, what era?
2003.
Oh, so the new Cold Chisel.
And, yeah, I wasn't exactly around for the old Cold Chisel.
Fair enough.
And I'm younger than Ed.
Wow. Touché. Really? And what memorable moment from the concert?
Oh, just how the stage twisted round. It was the rotating stage in the Horden, and Jimmy Barnes was actually sort of trying to carry on a conversation over the crowd between songs with me.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he was.
In your mind.
And is it hard to maintain a conversation on a rotating stage?
Just be back to you in a sec.
In about 20 minutes.
I saw that Grease Arena Spectacular when I was in Sydney, and John Farnham, you know, was in it, and he came out, and everyone else was sort of talking and sort of acting with each other. But when John Farnham came out, he walks around the edge of the stage, like shaking hands and talking to the crowd, while the girl who's sort of sitting on the bed's giving her, like, doing her lines to him, and he just sort of respond while slapping hands with the audience.
See, that's what you need, like the STC, when you're going along to see a bit of Head of Garble or something. That's what you want to see.
Just Kate, slap, you know, give him five.
Fun high-fiving.
High-fiving people.
Keep the Russian gloomy gear up the back.
It's the way Ibsen would have wanted it.
It is.
The Arena Spectacular.
That's a great idea.
If there's any play that can't be improved with adding the words Arena Spectacular, Endgame, Samuel Beckett's Endgame, the Arena Spectacular. Two enormous rubbish bits.
That'd be great.
All right, that's enough Beckett talk.
Yeah,
I think.
Wow. All right, hello, I'm Bill.
Fancy.
Morning, Ed, Tim, Tony, Tex.
Good morning. And what did you see, sir?
I went and saw ACDC in 2001 when I was in the States.
Yes. Whereabouts in the States were you?
I was in Arkansas.
Really? And it was a good gig, obviously?
Oh, it was a fantastic gig.
Highlight?
Highlight would have had to have been the, for those about to rock, we salute you, 21 cannon salute.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but what would they have done with the cement mixer? Could they still do that? Cannon, sure.
Yeah, fair enough.
They could have put streamers or confetti in a big cement mixer.
I would have seen something more violent.
Dynamite?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, there we go. It's getting the nod of approval. Bill, hello.
What
Arthur?
Kind of dynamite? Like,
TNT. TNT.
Arthur, how are you?
Good. I went and seen Jimmy and the Boys at War and Peace.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy and the Boys. Who was the big transvestite in Jimmy and the Boys?
Julian Hairmouth.
There you go, 10 points.
Well done.
And what was the first name of the lead singer of Jimmy and the Boys?
I wouldn't have a clue, sorry.
Wouldn't it have been Jimmy?
I guess it would have been. Hey, what
no, it wasn't actually.
Have we got a prize?
We do. A copy of Illegal Download and Little Britain for you, sir. Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, how you going? I've got a dovetail first. The table tennis trophies are on the way.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, what's this?
We're having a table tennis tournament when? Tomorrow. Good.
Tomorrow? This much sizzled table tennis tournoi that you've been talking up all year.
Yeah.
It's actually going to happen on tomorrow's show.
Myself, Ryan Sheldon, Lawrence Loon, the listeners that have been hassling me.
Guzzy
Sampson, hopefully, and a guy who played in the Commonwealth Games, is it? Australian guy. Take him down.
Tim, are you guys any good on the ping pong?
Love the pong.
Really?
Really? How good are you?
I'm good.
Really?
Hey, I mean, I don't want to say too much without proof.
I'd love to come and play.
I'm good.
All right. Okay.
Hang on, that's the dovetail, but what about the main course?
Oh, yeah. So what did you see, mate? Which gig did you see?
The concert was actually tickets I won on one of Tony's old breakfast shows.
Oh, yeah?
It was meant to be a bit of a dud prize, supposedly. It was 12 tickets to see a dinner and show. To see Blood, Sweat and Tears in the 80s.
Right, 12 tickets.
About 60. They absolutely nailed every song, but between each song, David Clayton Thomas would have a rant about his manager would say he didn't come out here to play to 60 people. He'd have an angry rant and then absolutely nail the next song.
Oh, that's always good. It's always good to have an angry rant about management between songs.
You couldn't find people for all those 12 tickets, could you?
Which is good. It was sensational.
Give them away to one person. There's always good angry rants. I remember somewhere on tape, we would have an angry rant from a member of the Platters when I was, in years ago, this is in the 80s, I was doing a sort of copywriting gig at a radio station. We had someone from the Platters come in, and it turns out there were three different versions of the Platters touring New Zealand at the same time, all claiming to be the definitive version.
Really?
And one of them just went off in the booth. They can't call themselves the Platters. I'm the Platters.
I'm the fucking Platters.
There was a lot of that on tape somewhere. Right. Let's see if I can dig that out, bring it in.
That's everyone.
But you wouldn't want to see that with... I mean, imagine that with your respective bands. Imagine if there were three different versions of You and I too.
We have looked into the TNT franchise.
Yeah.
But the people who want to uptake this have to have a physical similarity to us.
Oh, okay. So you're actually...
And they've got to get all of your tats as well, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's tough.
So I'm trying to think, who looks like me?
Look-alike for Tim Rogers.
They all try, Tim. We're all trying.
All right, that could be... if you've got a look-alike for Tim Rogers, send it into our website.
My brother.
It's time to sign off, I think.
It is.
Thanks to everyone who called in. Tomorrow, it's the table tennis tournament, apparently.
Yeah,
that'll be
time.
Interesting. Where's that happening? In the studio?
No, I think it's in the studio or just out in the sales department.
Oh.
Have to take down the Innovate signs.
What about Tex and Tim? This album, My Better Half, you've got to get that.
Yeah.
That's in the shops now, if nothing for that beautiful cover art. Mm. That's got to be one for a cover of the year at the Aries next year.
Absolutely.
I mean, if that regurgitator, you know,
unit,
that could get a best cover art. Yeah. It's just like a grey cover with a bit of blue on it.
It was.
This is much bluer than that.
It's got two nude blokes.
And what about live? Where can people see you?
UMI playing gigs this week, Tim.
This Thursday, got about four shows. Somewhere, I'm not actually sure where they are. I beg your pardon. But
TNT are playing the Meredith Festival on the 9th of November.
Couple of days.
December, excuse me.
It's probably...
Who am I? Who am I?
The internet would have the answer,
I think, if you really
wanted to know.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, guys. And our key phrase today, I think it was...
Go, 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 go.
Ibsen. We'll be back tomorrow with more table tennis than would seem necessary. And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Thanks, fellas.